I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Indianapolis's Phoenix Theater opened their new building with a musical based on Indianapolis's Kurt Vonnegut's satire on greed and hypocrisy, God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater. The managing artistic director, Brian Fonseca, has already said thanks and goodbyes to the old church, which the Phoenix called home for the past 35 years, with productions on the Russell stage and the Bazille stage. With God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater, Fonseca says thanks to everyone responsible for the new space and pledges to build in the magnificent new home. God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater was Howard Ashman and Alan Menken's first off-Broadway success back in 1979. It was soon followed with their Little Shop of Horrors, and the team went on to big screen success at Disney with work on The Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast. Sadly, their partnership ended with Ashman's death from AIDS. The team's musical based on God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater is a lively and varied show with musical numbers that range from almost Gilbert and Sullivan through almost country and almost rock without ever suffering from that almost label. Director Fonseca has a talented cast of singing actors who are also more than capable dancers. They're mostly Phoenix veterans, ably coached by music director Tim Brickley and choreographer Marielle Greenlee. Both scenic designer Bernie Killian and lighting designer Lindsay Lydon are clearly enjoying the new facility with smoothly moving sets and dramatic visual effects. Killian says the new spaces have new toys to play with, and there's even more ability to scenically surprise the audience. The story of God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater is of Elliot Rosewater, a guilty millionaire foundation director. He's guilty about the wartime killing of firefighters and guilty about having all that money. He travels the country seeking camaraderie from firehouse to firehouse and eventually comes home to the mythical Rosewater, Indiana, giving away money to all who ask. Sylvia, his loyal wife, tries to support him, but is a bit of collateral damage from the strain. His father, Senator Rosewater, is appalled. McAllister, the foundation's attorney, is also flummoxed. Norman Mushari, one of the foundation's eager and avaricious attorneys, seeks to have Elliot declared insane so he can benefit from representing Fred Rosewater, a distant cousin. This all sounds a bit appalling, but trust Kurt Vonnegut to balance the dark and the light aspects of a story with careful construction and poignant wit. Patrick Goss was the energetic, maddening, and endearing Elliot Rosewater. Charles Goad was outstanding as his angry senatorial father. Mark Gertzinger was the marvelously voiced foundation attorney. Isaac Wilhauen was totally believable as the wily attorney Norman Mushari. Emily Riston, pathetic as Elliot's challenged wife. Scott Greenwell was Elliot's accident-prone cousin. Most of the cast play a variety of parts, and it's part of the fun of the play to see them appearing in their different roles. Suzanne Fleener played a psychiatrist for both Elliot and Sylvia, and a number of other roles. Rob Johansson shone as a poet, an office worker, a fellow fireman, Kilgore Trout, and a townsperson who appreciated Elliot but wouldn't accept his charity. Howard Ashman and Alan Menken's sparkling musical is solidly based and creatively imagined on Kurt Vonnegut's God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater. It plays at the Phoenix Theater's new home on Illinois Avenue, Thursdays through Sundays through June 3rd. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.